Welcome to Manifestation Mindset and More Woo with Shia Samantha. I'm Samantha, your host and Manifestation Spiritual Life Coach. Ever wanted to experience a life with more ease and flow, to experience synchronicities and effortless abundance whilst taking inspired action towards your goals? Well, here we merge the strategy with the energetics to help nourish your mindset, unleash your inner potential, and support you to consciously co-create your life. We talk all things manifestation, universal principles, and spirituality, alongside the relevant tools, strategy, mindset shifts, and more, all to help you embody that dream version of you. If this sounds like your kind of thing, then you are in the right place. Thank you so much for joining me. Let's dive in. Hey, beautiful souls, welcome back to another episode. I have been putting this episode off for a little while now. It's been something that I feel like has been brewing, something that I need to talk about and just let off my chest, but has just been something that hasn't quite felt like the right time to do it. And I woke up this morning and it was like, I knew exactly what I wanted to say. Like I was kind of downloading my message before I came on, if that makes sense. Like I wrote down what I wanted to say roughly within my notes app because the message became really, really clear to me of exactly what I wanted to talk about. And then no sooner did I do that than I needed to go to the doctors. I needed to pick up some tablets. And I kind of kept procrastinating. I found other things to do and it was getting later and later in the day. And I realized, oh no, I'm actually putting this off. Like I'm actually procrastinating on sharing this with you guys. So I was like, it's now or never. I've got to press record and I've just got to show up and we've just got to be here. Got to be here, got to be present. If you hear any little in the background, I've just got my little balls, my little magnetic balls. I don't even know what you call them. It's like a little fidget toy, really. I find it really therapeutic and really like it helps me to anchor myself and ground myself. So I'm trying to keep it away from the mic so that you can't hear it. And hopefully, I've just realized this mic is really dusty. Hang on. Just giving you a little clean there. Oh my God, I'm procrastinating. I've just realized that I don't want to start. Okay, come on, let's do this. So the reason that I wanted to share this is because integrity is huge for me. You know that that is a massive value for me. And I feel really out of alignment and out of integrity, I suppose, when I'm not being true or when there's something on my heart and I'm not really sharing it or not speaking about it or there's something going on. And obviously, you know, there's going to be points in our lives where we don't want to share everything. But it felt like there was a part of me that was wanting to share this, but also was really keeping it hidden. And I feel like we want to kind of think about it in the sense of like, we don't have to share everything online. Like everyone is entitled to their own kind of space and their own allowing what they want to be seen and allowing what they don't want to be seen, if that makes sense. So it's not like I felt I had to share about this. But it felt like to me that not sharing about it was somehow making it a bigger deal than it was and also making it seem that it was something to be ashamed of. And maybe that was a part of my own healing and journey was to go through it myself and actually kind of work through any shame that might be there so that I could come online and talk about it. And I find this really funny because I'm making out like it's such a big deal. And in so many respects, like it is and it isn't. Like everything we go through in life is obviously personal to us and it's about what we're experiencing and what's happening for us in our lives and the meaning we attach to things. So I think for me, this is a big deal. This was a really big decision and big choice that I've made and not one that I've taken lightly and one that has caused a lot of kind of ripples in my life that I wasn't quite ready for and I wasn't quite prepared for, I suppose. But I've got, okay, God, I'm really making this out like it's bigger than it is. Don't worry, I'm not ill or anything like that. I'm realizing as I'm talking that this sounds really dramatic. So I'm just going to cut to the chase. So It's been an incredible like 2 years in my business. I've been working full-time in my business since 2021. And I've worked with so many great people. I've done some amazing things and things I'm really proud of and got to support people that I'm really, really proud of. But there's also been loads of downsides and days that I just wished away. I remember so many times where it would be like Wednesday and I would just wish for it to be the weekend still, just so I could just switch off and just like be in life, if that makes sense. And that's really, really hard to admit, because when you're an entrepreneur as well, like the whole point of entrepreneurship is to be able to not live for the weekends and is to be able to have your own time, have your own diary, have your own freedom. And all of those things I still really love and are still really important to me. But I also have to be really, really honest and share that the journey as an entrepreneur was really, really tough. And there's been tears, loads of tears in the background, struggles that I haven't shared. And as well as this might shock you, but sometimes boredom. And, you know, I started this business to be working with a full caseload of clients, like as a life coach. And that was really my goal. And my purpose really in life, I feel, is to be a guide. It's to be a light to others, to support people on their own journeys, to help them to move through difficulties in their lives so that they can live life to their fullest potential and fulfill whatever dreams are on their hearts. That's honestly why I feel like I'm here, to be like a guide. And every kind of career path that I've chosen has always had that element in it. But during entrepreneurship, to have a full caseload of clients, where we're talking like 10, 15 clients, that's a lot of marketing. That's a lot of attracting people in. And I would throw myself into other areas of entrepreneurship, such as Instagram, such as the podcast, all these different things that are a part of what it means, I suppose, to be an entrepreneur, to be your own brand, to be your own business. But ultimately, my soul was craving more. My soul was craving more contact with people daily and just a bigger impact than I was making. And the theme of the last couple of years has really been struggle. You know, having money, not having money, living in scarcity, trying to dodge things with friends that may cost money, so trying to avoid that and therefore shrinking my life in ways, getting into debt. You know, these are really like the key things. And I don't want it to sound like this last 2 years was all good doom and gloom, because it really, really wasn't. And there was a lot of really good moments, a lot of highs, especially last year, there were some really beautiful times and I went away to really beautiful places. But there was also some like darker times and things that I wouldn't talk about and I wouldn't disclose. And some money mindset there that definitely at times got bad, especially when the money wasn't in. I think a lot of people can relate, like it can be very, very hard to feel abundant when you are struggling with money. And there's definitely a lot of the work that I do with clients, but it was something that I found myself in for a short while, where I was in a bad place with my money mindset. And I remember this one time where I was using like old razors that were basically like rusty, and I cut my legs a couple of times. I've actually got scars now on my ankles. I wasn't really sure I was going to share this because this is quite deep, but I've got like a couple of scars on my ankles now where I cut myself with rusty razors because I wasn't making myself a priority. I didn't see that as a priority. I had a razor. I could still shave my legs. That's something that I personally prefer to do. I like to have shaved legs. But still, there was a little bit of lack of priority there where I was choosing the wrong things a little bit. And I didn't see it as a problem at the time. And then it was just sort of this moment where I think it was James, actually. He was like, "What are you doing? Why are your legs like this?" And I was just like, "Oh, I've been using an old razor." And he was like, "Are you joking?" And there was just this moment where I was like, "Shit, like, what am I doing? What am I doing to myself? This is ridiculous. Like, this is the type of stuff that I help people not to do. And here I am doing it, literally on the struggle bus." And I just got to the point where I was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm tired of struggling. I'm tired of it being hard. I'm tired of the story and the narrative of being up and down and having money and not having money. And unfortunately, that is a massive part of entrepreneurship, is being prepared to be on that journey where you might have a good month and then you have a bad month, and then you have a good month and then you have a bad month. And it dawned on me that, okay, I understand that that's a part of the journey, but it's not so much that it's a part of the journey for me where I could still keep going. It was getting kind of worse and worse. It was getting harder and harder. And I thought, this can't really go on, if I'm honest. And, you know, I always talk about things getting to be easy and us getting to experience more ease and flow in our lives. And I truly stand by that. And if you've listened to previous podcasts where I've talked about that, like, I still believe that we can experience more ease and flow. We can experience abundance. We can bring in money, unlimited money, because money is an unlimited resource. However, I also believe that many of us kind of get stuck in this idea that, well, because we're abundant and we can manifest anything and we can create anything we want, that we will keep ourselves in situations that maybe aren't serving us because we think that we're the problem, because we think that we're not manifesting well enough, because we're not abundant enough. So that's all that we need to change. And for a long time, I was able to shift my energy and shift into abundance and able to attract money in. But ultimately, there was still a problem underneath the surface that I wasn't really willing to see, to examine. And I know that it is very much can be our energy sometimes that keeps us in the situations we're in terms of, like, for example, when you keep experiencing a lack of money, it can be a scarcity mindset. It can be that. But also it's looking at life as in a bigger picture as well, like looking at what's going on as more than just, you know, your mindset or your vibration, and actually looking at things and going, hang on a minute, like, what else is going on here? And I was realizing that I was being really freaking stubborn, and I was making it harder for myself and constantly pushing uphill, and I wouldn't let things go. I would not let something go if it wasn't working. And I kept doing the same thing and the same thing to the point where I wasn't even questioning the hill that I was pushing up anymore, and just being determined that this was my hill. This is the hill. I'm supposed to be going up this hill. This is my hill, and I'm going to keep pushing. And I can see that many of you listening might be able to relate, which is why I wanted to share about this, because you may be on your own journey. You may be wondering, like, does it really have to be this hard? Why am I struggling so much? And the answer is no, it doesn't. It doesn't have to be that hard, and it doesn't have to feel that hard. And it can be down to a multitude of different things. Obviously, this is why I do one-on-one coaching with people, because I really like to help people expand and understand that actually, you know what, there is always more going on. It isn't just like, oh, your mindset's this, or, oh, you need to do some healing here. Like, actually, usually it's a whole person overhaul, right? Like, it's a complete overhaul in everything, in every part of you. And the thing is with me is I was refusing to stop, and was refusing to let things go, refusing to consider alternative routes, consider alternative paths, because I became so fixated on, this is my path, this is my journey, this is my hill, and I'm going to carry on pushing up it no matter what, even if it kills me. And that was the point that I'm sort of making, was that wasn't really about me not attracting things because of my mindset or being in scarcity and, you know, the business got going how I wanted it to because of those things. And it was more about my attitude in other areas where I was so stubborn that I was refusing to look at any other way. And I do want to caveat here, because there is a major difference between stopping what you're doing because it feels hard, because there's a limiting belief there. Maybe you don't feel you're worthy of success, or maybe you don't feel you're good enough, or you don't feel like maybe it's for you and you genuinely really, really want to try this thing. And there's a really big difference in that and stopping because logistically something's not working. And I think for so long, I would always be, every time something wasn't working, I'd be convinced it was me, convinced it was my mindset, convinced it was my energy. And that kind of stubbornness got in my way a lot because it stopped me from just opening up and going, hang on a minute, what if this actually maybe is not the right thing? Or maybe it's not the right thing right now. And I had this kind of entitlement of what I'd created, of like, this is mine, this is my baby, this is what I've spent so long doing and so long creating, and this kind of refusal to give up, refusal to let go. And that's not necessarily always a good thing. That's not necessarily always admirable. And I think we don't hear that side of it a lot. We don't hear that side where we hear people being like, I refused to give up and I kept going and I kept fighting. And you know what? It worked out for me and yay. And you know, you hear that story a lot. But what about the time when you won't stop fighting and you won't stop fighting for something that's actually maybe not like not meant for you, or something that is not meant for you, but there is something better in store that is better than that thing, right? You know, we fight so often for things because we think, well, if I really, really want this, it must be the thing. But sometimes that's not the case. And I think for me, it was this refusal to pivot, because I wouldn't let go of this thing that I'd created, this thing that I built, that I was so sure was my path. Yeah. I believe that if something is truly meant for you, that it won't pass you by. And the thing with me and on my journey was, the theme was wall after wall after wall, and things consistently passing me by to the point where it wasn't good for me anymore. It wasn't good for my own mental health. It wasn't good for my life. I wasn't seeing a life I really wanted. And there was so much sacrifice, like so much sacrifice. And again, although that's a normal part of entrepreneurship, and you might be saying, well, isn't that normal? Don't you need to sacrifice? Yeah, to a certain extent. But you also have to think about like where you are in life and what it is that you're sacrificing all of this for, whether or not this is truly the right thing for you right now, or whether or not something else might be as well. And that's a really difficult conversation for you to have with yourself. It's a really, really hard thing to sit down, especially if you're an entrepreneur and you started to create that life for you. It's really, really hard to sit down and go, do I need to pivot? Do I need to stop what I'm doing? Do I need to reevaluate my actions, reevaluate my attitude? Because people don't talk about that a lot. People don't talk about your attitude in things, but how that sometimes cannot be serving you, can actually be blocking you. And this happened last year a couple of times where I pulled the plug. I just stopped for a bit. Like, I think last year I stopped showing up for about 3 months, and I kind of reevaluated, and I did come back with a shift. I came back with a different energy, which I still feel like I'm kind of carrying through, because it's a different way of showing up on the podcast and on Instagram that I felt more aligned with, if that makes sense. And this isn't really a question of like how I'm showing up in anymore really, but more of a question of what am I doing? What's the word? How do I put this? What's like the avenue in which I'm showing up, if that makes sense? I hope that kind of makes sense. So I had to ask myself, like, is this the only way? Like, am I forcing my will on this situation? Am I forcing my how? And the answer was yes. Yes, I was. I was forcing my how. My how was my manifestation and mindset business, my brand, everything that I'd grown to love, but was my how, that I was forcing, was pushing towards constantly. And once I kind of evaluated and realized, actually, there has to be a different way. There has to be an easier path. There has to be something that I can do that provides me with more ease, more security, because that became more of a priority for me. I think after you've been through a really tough time and you've been struggling for a long time, you kind of have to ask yourself, like, I want this to be easier. I want this to feel better. And sometimes that could be just an adjustment in you and your energy and your mindset. And that's definitely happened to me many times where I've adjusted that and things have got a lot easier. But sometimes you have to be willing to do something that's really, really hard, which is maybe completely pivoting, that you really not sure that you want or feel like you are ready for or prepared for. But for me, it was actually, I need to do this. I need to bring in more ease. I need to bring in more security. And I decided to manifest that. And I thought, you know what? I'm just sending it out there to the universe. And I'm going to let the opportunities come to me. And I'm going to fully, fully let go of my how. I'm going to fully let go of the how, of how I think it should go, and allow the opportunities to come in. And that is true manifestation, right? That is manifestation at its purest and easiest form, where we completely let go of what we think we want. We put out there the feelings we want to create, the money we want to have, the impact we want to make, and we let the opportunities flow to us. And had I not stopped to fully evaluate that and to kind of realign and to send out a new vibration of, this is what I want, what are you going to provide me? What are you going to show me, universe? And I'm sticking to these feelings. This is how I want to feel. I want to feel secure. I want to feel at ease. I want to feel like I'm making a bigger impact. I want to be making a lot more. I want to be doing a lot more one-on-one than I am right now. I want to be doing things in an easier way. And had I not had my eyes open at that time, then this opportunity may have passed me by. And this is exactly the opportunity that I needed. When it arrived, it came into my life and I saw it. You know, I realized, oh, I've manifested this. And it wasn't entirely what I wanted. It wasn't entirely what I thought I should be doing. It wasn't entirely what I thought was the next chapter for me. But then at the same time, I was like, I know I've manifested this. I know I've called this in. For some reason, this is a part of my journey right now. I was thinking that this has come into my life for a reason. And then actually when I decided to go for it, I was quite upset. And I don't know if I've actually mentioned, but the whole point of this, I don't know if I've actually said it out loud, we're 23 minutes in. What I'm saying is going to do full-time work again, or at least full-time, though I'll have every other Friday off. So it's like mostly full-time. But it was something that I never thought that I'd be doing again. Really, honestly and truly, I thought that when I started my business, that this was it. This was my journey. This was my path. And I had so much resistance to changing paths. I was so stubborn and wanting it to go my way. And the problem is, whilst I was making everything my way, I was making things really hard for myself. And I was constantly feeling like I was pushing uphill, and it was constantly feeling hard. And I was also, once I came through with this opportunity, once this opportunity came through to me, I was also scared. I was scared of what people might think that I was going back to full time. I was worried if people might think that I was a failure, or that I hadn't succeeded, that I was a fraud, all of these different things. And I think kind of coming through the other side of that and like really healing that and reframing those thoughts, it is really important to remember that those sort of thoughts that are coming through that you think other people are going to think are more about you and your own judgment of yourself. So did I think I was a failure? Did I think that it was something to be ashamed of? And although when I first thought it, I believed it. Of course, I've moved through that now and realized, like, actually the brave thing to do is to be open and honest about this and to talk about it in hope that maybe it helps someone else. And I think there's this narrative within the entrepreneurial space that suggests that you should keep going, you should keep fighting for your dreams, and you should never stop if it's what you truly want. And I do believe that, and I stand by that, and you'll still hear that message from me. But what I also think that I rarely hear people sharing is when it doesn't go their way, and the pain of having to burn everything to the ground, everything that you knew, and starting afresh. Like, no one really talks about that when they're going through that, right? Like, everyone wants to kind of keep that hidden until they're a success again. Like, I hear it in hindsight when people are like, oh yeah, you know, I was really going through this rough time. I had to burn everything to the ground, start from scratch. I ended up with nothing, blah, blah, blah. But now I'm a millionaire, so I can happily tell you about that story. And actually, it's just like, I just feel like, for me, again, coming back to my value of integrity, like, when I share what's on my heart and I just share what's real, what's going on in real time, what I'm going through, what I'm learning, how I'm reframing my experience, that is what I truly hope is helping someone else. And that is what this podcast is for. This podcast was supposed to be a space where we could talk about manifestation, mindset, and more woo-ofs, but also being real, being raw, being honest, a place where I don't share anything as deep and as in depth anywhere else on social media other than the podcast. And the podcast is a place where you really do get that real insight into what's going on and my thoughts and my reflections on things. And I think for me, you know, I've been on this podcast, I think it would be out of integrity for me to have not come on here and said, you know what, this is what I was going through. This is a massive life choice I've made. And this is how I feel about it now. And I think it would have been, out of integrity not to talk about that. And as I said, you know, there's many of you out there being like, oh, okay, you're going back to full-time work, big deal. But actually, it was a big deal. This was a really, really big decision. As I said, I've struggled through my business for 2 years, and I'll hold up my hands and be the first to say, I'm not a natural businesswoman. Like, I'm here to make relationships. I'm here to support. I'm here to guide. Like, get me in a room with you one-on-one and I can help you change your life. But I'm not the best marketer. I'm not the best kind of showing up in places on social media and selling in a way that feels good. That's just something that I keep working on, and it's just not something that comes naturally for me. I'm not a business-minded woman. You know, I feel like I'd be better thriving as, like, the face of a brand with someone else and being able to do all the one-on-one, being able to create the courses, do all of that while someone else does all of the other stuff. That would be like my ideal. Having someone else doing all of the sales, all of the marketing, and me just being me. And that will definitely be something that I'd like to manifest in the future. But yeah, coming back to it, like, I had to find a way that felt good, felt like the right thing right now, and it was not forced. And I think if social media ever makes you feel like you need to prove yourself or that you need to show up in a certain way, then honestly, take a break and love on yourself for a while, because you don't have to prove anything to anyone. Like, you are good enough as you are and you're perfect as you are. And luckily, you know, I have a lot of experience of moving through these thoughts and mastering my own mindset. And so, yeah, I just think it's really, really important to always question, like, am I doing this for the right reason? Am I showing up for the right reason? Is this actually something I really want to share and I'm excited about? Because that is very, very different to I'm just going to show up because I think it's good marketing and I need to show off so that people know that I'm credible or whatever. I just don't agree with that. And I think, you know, maybe I'll feel differently. Maybe that's just how I feel right now. And I'm still on my own journey with Instagram. But right now it feels like there has to be a better way. There has to be a way where you don't feel like you have to show up on Instagram stories, especially, like, in a certain way to kind of seem credible, if that makes sense. And I think it's finding a way to do what you love. And if showing up online is something that you really, really want to do and it's a major part of your business, but you're struggling with it, it's also finding a way that you can do it that feels good and that feels authentic and feels like spaciousness, right? And yeah, the reason I want to share this as well in terms of thinking about stories, because again, on Instagram or in businesses that we see, especially on social media, there's this narrative that this is what success looks like. You know, this is what it's like to be successful. I'm successful when I'm talking about it on my stories and showing that my business is flourishing. And, you know, also I think as well, linking to that, like there's this kind of narrative of like, yeah, there's ups and downs, but you never quit. You know, it's kind of taboo to, once you're an entrepreneur, to like be struggling and like mention maybe going back to work. And, you know, for many people, it goes well. It is a success. Many people will find that they flourish and many won't. And it doesn't mean that you're not necessarily meant for that work that you want to do. Like, it doesn't mean that you can't do that. It just might mean that there's a better way. It might just mean that there's another way. There's a path that you haven't considered yet. There's something else that is going to be better for you right now. And it's about being really, really open to that and going, you know what? I'm going to follow what makes the most sense for me right now. I'm going to follow what lights me up. And like I said, when I got this full-time job, I was filled with this kind of sadness, this kind of this feeling of loss, of like loss of a life that I'd created like over the last 2 years. Like, it's a long time to be building something and to be creating something, and it felt like I was closing a door in a sense, and in a way, yeah, I was. But I sort of came to realize that, you know, I did manifest this. I did manifest wanting an easier way. I did manifest wanting things to be more ease, more flowy, more secure. And this opportunity that came into my life was a manifestation. And I heard this recently, like on a podcast, I can't remember who mentioned it. I think it might be James Wedmore, but I really love how they talked about this. And I think that this is really, really relevant to exactly how I'm feeling right now. And they were talking about like when you've created something and you think like, this is amazing. I've created this wonderful, wonderful thing. And it's lovely. Like, imagine a metaphor as like a house, like you've built this house and it's incredible. Like, you're so proud of it. You love it. It looks beautiful. Or maybe it doesn't. Like, maybe if I think about my own house in metaphor, then, you know, some of the windows are missing. Some of the windows are on their hinges a little bit. It's a little bit put together. A couple of bricks crumbling, but it's still there and it's still beautiful and it's still something that I'm so proud of. But when we want to ask for something better, when we're asking to manifest something, or when we're just wanting more for our life, we're wanting our next level, we're wanting to up level, and we're asking for something better and something more, sometimes we don't realize that to create something better, to have something more beautiful, to have a house that's even more wonderful and more amazing, you have to be willing to smash down the old one. You have to be willing to completely break down what it is that you've created to make space for something better. And many of us won't do that. Many of us will refuse to look at this house, even if it's got bits missing, because it is beautiful. It's a work of art. And many of us won't be willing to get the sledgehammer or to call in demolition and be like, smash it down. And I just got shivers. I don't know why from saying that. But I think it's such an important image when you think, like, sometimes we have to be willing to just let it all go, to smash it all down, to burn it to the ground, so that we can make space for something else, so that we can make space to make something better. We often feel like, well, that feels like we're just starting again. We were basically right back where we started. And we often forget, like, no, it isn't, right? Just because you've teared down the house, it doesn't mean you're starting again. You know exactly how to build a house. You know how to build a house. You know what it takes. You've done it before. You can do it again. But this time it just means doing it in a way that's even better. Doing it in a way that's even better than you could imagine. And you know, if you're not willing to do that, you're not willing to tear down the house, maybe you keep repairing it. But you're going to realize over time that you can't keep patching up the same house. You can't keep trying to put the windows back on their hinges, replacing the windows, the bricks that are crumbling. If there is something wrong with the bricks and the windows you're using and it keeps happening. So sometimes you do have to just take stock and go, okay, I'm willing to follow. I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to be led, even though this is not technically what I thought I wanted, but I'm willing to be shown. And, you know, like I said, I ignored it. I didn't want things to be going in a different way, but I was forcing my way because I constantly thought that I knew what was best for me. And the truth is, none of us do. We don't know what's best for us. We think we do. We like to think that if we have this or go down this path, that we know the better way and we know what is good for us. But often at times, it's because we don't know how much better it can be. We don't know how much better it can be, how good it can get. And often it's the hindsight that gives us that. It's the hindsight where we realize, oh, looking back, I see it now. I see how it all was supposed to be working out. So yeah, I mean, my entire life, I was drawn to mental health work. I was drawn to psychology. I did that as an undergrad, mental health as a master's. And I'm really passionate about our minds. I love the human mind. I love thinking about and talking to people about how we create our lives, how our subconscious plays a part in the life that we are experiencing, and how our thoughts manifest things, how especially our anxious thoughts. Like, I'm very interested and specialized in anxiety and how that manifests in each of us, and what brings that on and what perpetuates that. And I've overcome anxiety and depression myself, so it is very close to home. And these things are like a massive part of me and something that I locked away for a long time and didn't really speak about and didn't really want to kind of bring into our spiritual space, because obviously this was originally a podcast solely for manifestation, mindset and more woo. And, you know, I was only going to really talk about those sort of things. And actually, I hadn't had that foresight to think, actually, I might evolve on my journey and I might want to keep talking about other things and I might want to keep growing. And so when I shut that door, it's what I thought I wanted. But I kind of swung from like one side of the pendulum to the other, like from that really kind of sciencey, logical side to swinging right over to the woo-woo spiritual side. And now I feel like I'm finally allowing myself to kind of swing. And I feel like I'm gently settling again in the middle. Like, can you imagine that kind of like, you know, that like pendulum where you pull it and then it hits the ball and then it hits the other one and they go like this. But like, I don't know why I have that in my mind, but I kind of feel like that was kind of that ongoing, like this way, that way, this way. And I feel like finally I'm settling in the middle where it's just like, it feels like it's falling into place, even though it still feels confusing. It's like really, really trusting, really, really trusting that this is all happening for some reason and to go with it. And, you know, I'm always going to be passionate about mindset coaching. And just because I'm going to have a little bit less time on my hands doesn't mean that this is necessarily going to change. And I truly believe like mindset coaching goes hand in hand with cognitive behavioral therapy, which is what I'm specialized in and what I'm going to be helping people more with, and thinking about how we think, how we can behave differently. That is literally what I'm passionate about. But of course, I'm always going to have that, you know, dash of spirituality and manifestation and thinking about our energy and how we're showing up in life. That's always going to be there too, because that's a major part of me, and I am an expert in that as well. And it's relevant, like it's all relevant to me in the sense that it all ties together. And, you know, I'm passionate about all of it, but particularly with the mental health side of things, it was a door that I closed for a while, and it was a door that I'd thought I said goodbye to. But finding myself being guided back there made me realize that perhaps it was premature. Perhaps I did prematurely shut that door before I was willing to keep going and explore it further. So I want to remind you that if life isn't working out for you and you are convinced that it should go one way, then just take a minute and realize that it's not rejection, it's redirection. It's not rejection, it's redirection. And I know now that I'm being redirected, and I know now that the last 2 years and wherever we end up in the next 2 years is all going to make sense in the end. And there is a part of me that, like I said, is not shutting the door completely, because I'm still going to be serving in my own unique way. I'm still going to be leading. I'm still going to be on the podcast because that's my passion. I absolutely love being here. I love chatting to you guys. And it's a really important like space for me and for us to connect, and I love it, and it's definitely not going anywhere. And I'll still be working one-on-one with my private clients. I am actually full now, so I will potentially be opening up doors again in the future. And if you are interested, you do want to jump on a wait list, then do let me know. And yeah, I can get your name down if it's something that you are thinking about for the future that you would like to consider. But yeah, you can drop me an email, hello@sheasamantha.com, if that's something that you have been considering. But yeah, as I said, I'm fully booked now. And yeah, I have a new course that I can feel wants to be birthed into this world. I have so much that I'm still yet to do and still yet to give. I have a book inside me. I know I do. It's been wanting to be birthed for years, and it keeps changing forms. Like I've honestly, I'm not even joking, I've got like 4 books that have been started. I've never shared this anywhere else. I genuinely have like 4 books that I've started to write that are all really different, but that I've been kept being inspired to create. And it's either perhaps not felt like the right time, not right, the right thing, or yeah, like not the right topic. And so they've been like laid to rest. But there is another one that has come through to me over the last few months, and I've been sort of thinking about it in the background and letting it evolve. And it's, you know, it's still evolving. It's not something that I'll be sharing about anytime soon. Like, this is going to be a long-term project, I think. But it's evolving and it's transforming and it's taking shape within me. And I know that it's going to come into this world like in divine timing. And so, yeah, like I just, again, I want to remind you that whatever you're going through, and maybe especially entrepreneurs who are listening, who may be going through a tough time and maybe considering having to go back to full-time work for a while as well, like, remember, it's not the end of your book. It's not the end of things. Like, it's just a new chapter. That's it. It's just a new chapter. A chapter where it's like, ooh, plot twist. This is what happens. You didn't see this coming. And I definitely didn't. I was like, wait, what? Why is this happening? But, you know, I love that. I love that kind of quote, that idea of being a plot twist. I actually have that on my vision board. There's a little, I'm looking at it now. There's a little quote that I've put on my vision board. And it just says, what a plot twist you were. And I was like, oh, that just feels so affirming. Like, so affirming to know, like, actually, yeah. You know what? I get to be on my own journey. I'm not perfect. I'm not getting it right all the time. I'm not necessarily knowing what the heck I'm doing, but I'm still putting one foot in front of the other. I'm still going with what feels good, going with where I'm guided to, and making sense of it along the way, along the journey, just like everyone else is. But as I said, for me, being transparent and being honest about that really matters to me, because I feel truly at peace when I'm like, you know what, everything feels aligned, everything feels right. You know, I've not got that conflict in me, which I definitely felt like at the start of this podcast episode. There was a sense of like, oh, do I really need to say this? Do I really need to own up to this and be honest about this? And I'm like, why am I hiding? What is the thoughts here? What is the shame that I'm running away from? Like, why is this shameful? Why is this something to keep secret? It's not this big secret. It doesn't have to be. It can just be, this is the journey right now. This is where I'm at. and let's see what happens. Let's see where we go. And yeah, I've really come to peace with it now. I've really come to peace with, this is the next chapter of my book. This is the next part of the journey. And it's going to make sense. I know it's all going to make sense in the end. I imagine, I love to visualize, like, I hope this becomes like a little time capsule episode where we come back and be like, oh my gosh. But what I love to imagine is like, there's a version of me in like 2-3 years where everything did make sense and everything kind of came full circle. And suddenly I realize, oh my gosh, that episode was where I was like, I really hope this all makes sense in the end. I really hope that everything works out, but I also know it will. Like, I know it will. You know, I truly believe that we're all guided and supported if we're willing to allow ourselves to be. And that is the most difficult part. That is probably the biggest thing that you can take away from this, is allowing yourself to be where you are, to be where you're at, and allow yourself to be guided, even if it doesn't make sense, and even if it's not something that you think is supposed to be going on right now, allowing it to happen, allowing yourself to go down a path that you hadn't even considered yet, and to possibly see what happens on the other side. And at the moment, like, things feel a little bit like unknown. We're kind of at this new crossroads, right, where the vision that I have and still have, I mean, I look at my vision board now and there is so many beautiful things on there, but it's a real vision for my life. It's a real vision for the types of things that I want to create and experience. And I've put a lot less pressure on myself about the avenue in which that's going to be. Like, the avenue in which I thought was this business in this way. And now I'm like, okay, you show me something better. You show me another route, like, you show me how good it can get, and I'm going to follow, and I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to keep trusting, and I'm going to keep doing what lights me up, and I'm going to keep sharing about what lights me up, and I'm going to keep doing things in a way that works for me, and we're going to see what happens. We're going to see where we end up. And the biggest theme I feel like is right now, is it feels like everything is merging. Like, everything is slowly coming together for me, not to me. And like I said, I will be still around. I'm not going anywhere. This is solely a kind of just releasing of what's on me. Like, I do feel a sense of relief doing this episode. It's just kind of like, let's be honest, let's be raw and real. It doesn't necessarily mean a lot's going to change. You'll probably see me a little bit less, but I'll still be here, and I'll still be doing the work that I love, and I'll still be supporting clients, and I'll still be showing up on the podcast. So yeah, it's not forever, it's just for now. And I think that really sums it up beautifully. Not forever, but for now. So as always, I love you and I appreciate you being here. I appreciate those of you who are here for the ride and who've stuck it out. So as always, more important than ever, I would love to hear your feedback, your reviews, so that I know what you guys want to listen to. I know what you guys are enjoying, and I know what to keep producing for you guys, because I'm going to have a little bit less time on my hands. So I want to be able to produce quality content for you guys, quality podcasts that are actually going to serve you. And, you know, we can open it up a little bit more now. We can start opening up the conversation if you want to talk a little bit more about things like anxiety. I mean, I've always kind of trod on that kind of line of talking about anxiety, but just never really saying the words, and always kind of using mindset. And I still will, because for a lot of people, it is mindset. But for a lot of people, who experience it differently might want to hear a little bit more about anxiety specifically. But yeah, anything else that you think is going to be really valuable that you would just love to hear, then do reach out. You've got my email, hello@shearsamantha.com. if you had any reflections, any thoughts, I'd absolutely love to hear from you. And if you do leave me a review, please screenshot it and send it to me as like a photo or something on Instagram or on email, because I will give you a free meditation, one of my favorite meditations that I absolutely love. I'll be giving you that for free. to dive into and enjoy. Hopefully it helps you on your journey as well. So again, thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking it out with me. Thank you for being here full stop, to keep coming back to our little community. I do so appreciate you. I'm not sure how much you know, if you know how much I do appreciate you. And yeah, I honestly just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for being here. And as always, I wish you so much love, joy, and abundance.